Welcome to the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. I'm your host, Amber McKenzie. I'm an author, speaker, and former yo-yo dieter turned successful weight maintainer, and I get to live in a body I love. Each week, I'll share stories, practical strategies, and have inspiring conversations with guests to help you get and keep the body you dream of. Now let's find out how to break up with yo-yo dieting and fall in love with yourself. Do you love getting free advice on how to lose weight and keep it off? Well, make sure you hit pause right now and hit subscribe in your podcast app to make sure that you keep getting the downloads on how to lose weight, keep it off, and live in a body you love. This podcast is not meant to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure any medical or mental health condition. Please check with your healthcare professional before making changes to your diet or exercise program. Hey everybody, welcome to the podcast. Today we are talking about three tips to stop binge eating. So I know what it's like. You're basically in a fog. You're telling yourself don't do it. But on the other hand, there's like this gremlin voice inside of you that's taking over you, that's making concoctions of weird foods in your kitchen, that's also trying to get you to go buy more candy from the store, and it feels out of control. It was so tiring. It was like this vicious cycle that kept happening to me, and then I would say, I'm never gonna do that again. And then the next thing I knew, I would do it again. And it was like pre-plotting, thinking about the chocolate chips and the cookies and when I was gonna go to 7-Eleven and how I was gonna get them started early on in my day. But I didn't know why I was fantasizing about this binge. And then there was times where I would just let it happen. I didn't even care. But the pounds just kept packing on my body. And I was tired of my clothes not fitting. And whether it was I just wanted my clothes to fit again, or I wanted some control around food, or I just was embarrassed of how I ate, I knew this cycle had to end. I mean, I knew there had to be an answer. I knew I certainly didn't know what the answer was, because it didn't seem to matter how many times I said to myself, I'm never going to do that again. Then I would go and do it again. So I want to make it easier for you. There are some strategies to make this easier on yourself. There are some things you can do. And I don't want you to think I'm going to give you strategies today that now you're going to be fixed and you're not going to have the problem. I mean, hopefully they help you. But it took me a long time to learn how to eat again, and a long time to learn how to have trigger foods around and not do interesting things with them. It took me a long time to have junk foods in my house and just have them sit there and not eat them and not even think about them. It took me a long time to stop going to 7-Eleven to get the cookies, even though I firmly resolved not to and actively made plans to stop. So if you're in this as deep as I was in this, just know that this is a game, not really a game, a life, a way of moving forward where there's going to be trial and there's going to be error. The only way to succeed is when you fall down and you fail to get right back up. So let's dive into those three tips to help you overcome some of the binge eating. So here we go. The first tip is to stop going hungry. Yeah, so I used to have these periods of overeating. Like maybe it was I wanted a cupcake because I love cream cheese icing. And that one cupcake would somehow turn into five cupcakes plus some bread and some chips because, hey, I screwed up. So I might as well just keep going. And what I learned was every time I went hungry, I was really setting myself up. So episode 42, Dieting and Food Obsessed, Understanding Restriction, is a great episode that can help with why we shouldn't go hungry on the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast. What it talks about is the Minnesota Starvation Experiment. Now, in this experiment, what they did is they got a bunch of men to try to decrease their weight to 25% of their pre-starvation weight. What happened to these men was groundbreaking. Some of the men even had to withdraw from the study because they were doing such interesting things with food and what was going on with them. So what they found in people when they were starving was that they were began to become in emotional distress. They began to experience depression and preoccupation with food. Some of these men started doing interesting food hoarding behaviors, saving behaviors, and binge eating, like even in the grocery store. Here's the funny part, is some of the men, when they were in the starvation phase, they weren't doing the food hoarding or the binge eating, but when it started is when the starvation part was done. And so I still relate to that. There's been so many times where I've successfully gotten through the weight loss phase, but as soon as I try to hit maintenance and I can increase my calories a little bit, it's like the food, I just want it all. And that's when the weird food behaviors would start. And so I think the key starvation study, the Minnesota starvation experiment, that helped me understand was there was nothing wrong with me. It was that is what happens. We start hoarding food. We become obsessed with food. We can have emotional distress. We can have depression when we are going through starvation. And my answer to my binge eating was starve yourself the next day. What I've learned is that is not helpful, to starve yourself the next day. So that bleeds into point two, which is eat regularly throughout the day. And so this is where, if you are binge eating, this is probably not the time to go on a diet, to try fasting, to try cleansing, because what this does is it sets you up to be hungry and it doesn't set you up to have a normal, regular relationship with food. So the next strategy to help you is eating regularly throughout the day. And when I heard this strategy, I was so scared of getting fat. I was so scared of gaining weight. And I remember my mom, she helped me with my food. She was such an angel back in the day. I mean, she wasn't an angel back in the day, but back in the day, she helped me with my food. And I remember one of the first times I tried regular eating, she prepared a breakfast for me because I needed some help. And she put it in front of me and I was happy with her, but I was just so angry that I had gotten to this place where my relationship with food was a bit odd and I needed that kind of help. And I didn't want to eat what she put in front of me. I don't know why. I remember there being pineapple on the plate and I don't really remember anything else. And I remember throwing my slipper. I just was mad. I was mad at the whole situation. And I had to, you know, it was that breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. And I had to eat that and nothing in between. No grazing. I had to stop the grazing. And it was kind of like a robotic eating that had to happen until I learned to only eat at those times. So I've had to do this at different phases in my recovery, at my healing, and, you know, in my weight loss. And at first, literally, guys, literally, I have this memory. So my mom helped me with my food because I struggled even being around food. It was such a trigger. So my mom prepped my food for me and I didn't live at home. So she put containers of breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. And I had a bunch of popsicles for my snack, my nighttime snack, and she would write PM snack on a sticky. And I had a friend, I was living with roommates, and I had a friend go into our freezer to get something and he pulled out a popsicle to start while he was eating it. He's like, that was so weird. This popsicle said PM snack on it. And I'm like, yeah, that's my PM snack. It says that. But that was how structured, you know, in my early 20s, I really struggled with food. And so it had to be really structured. Now, at other points in my healing journey, I've gotten better and it hasn't been so severe where I needed that much help. But still, one of the big things I get to when I'm getting off track in a way of eating that feels good for me, or if I've accidentally had a snacksident where I've eaten too many snacks as an accident, the sneaky thought can still creep in, like, now you should starve yourself. But I have to remember, starving myself never helped me. It never helped me get a healthy relationship with food. Starving myself never helped me stop binge eating. What helped me stop binge eating was letting my body know it was going to be fed regularly, not setting myself up to be hungry or emotionally deprived. And so honestly, it's that regular eating throughout the day. And I'm not saying you have to eat popsicles. If that's not for you, you can pick whatever you want. You don't need to get help like I did, but that regular eating of breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, snack. I mean, maybe you don't need the morning snack, but just getting in the regular eating so your body knows, hey, we're being fed. So the last tip to stop binge eating today is to plan something fun at your vulnerable times. So my most vulnerable time is at nighttime when I'm tired. At nighttime, I would have worked for too long. I didn't have a lot of play or pleasure or social in my life. And what I would do at the end of my workday is go to 7-Eleven and get some cookies. Now, I didn't want to plan fun things because I felt like I had no energy and I was too tired. But what I didn't understand was what I was doing to myself was making me less tired and not have energy. And so I had to really work hard to do fun things. And at that time, not a lot of things felt fun. So I started playing on a volleyball team. And that was one of the ways that I connected to other people was playing on a volleyball team and doing something fun. Other things I would do would go get my fingers and toenails done. Just something else so that I wasn't eating. And I had to distract myself. It could be hanging out with friends. It could be, I don't know, but it had to be something that I couldn't be eating at the same time. So those were some of the big things that helped get me started. And I want you to know this journey has been nothing close to perfect. Nothing close to perfect at all. But what I can tell you is when you can do it mostly good, most of the time, you can live in a body you feel great in. You can mostly feel confident and in control around food. You can even indulge in foods you enjoy sometimes and even, gosh, have trigger foods in your house. I have cupcakes in my freezer right now, cookies in the cabinet, and I'm not worried I'm going to eat them. But if I want to, they're there and I can. And so it's a journey. It's a thing that happens over time, and it's just that continuing work to get better and better at it. So hang in there, do the best you can, make a plan, and think about how to best help yourself out. So I hope this was helpful for you all. There's so many other podcasts on the Breaking Up with Yo-Yo Dieting podcast that could be helpful for you that also have to do with binge eating. For example, episode 96, What to Do After Binge Eating. Episode 90, How to Stop Binge Eating at Night. So there's a couple others for you. Go check them out. And I'll talk to you all so, so soon. Thank you so much for tuning in. This podcast was made because of your questions. So please help me get it out there by leaving a rating and review. Until next time, remember, you've got this, and stay consistent.